Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, welcome to this edition of the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And we're talking about Blue Hawaii this week.
This is a big one.
Yeah, this is one of the fan favorites.
Yes.
We got a lot of feedback on this. People excited about us watching this. We hope you watched along with us.
Exactly.
For the 100th time, hopefully. You know, we like to talk about spoilers a lot, but the movie's been out since 1961, so hopefully you've gotten around to watching it.
Yeah, and you know, the fun thing about this movie is that there's really, I feel like, nothing incredibly spoilery.
No.
It is so fun and so lighthearted,
yeah.
And it's not like there's any big plot twist where you're like, oh no,
yeah,
you know,
didn't
Elvis
see that coming.
Is really his twin brother,
yeah.
Or whatever.
That's a different movie.
This is so, like, so chill and so fun to watch.
It is.
And
it's a vacation
beautiful.
Movie
it's a vacation
in
movie.
Many senses. Of that phrase,
yes.
Yeah. So this is about Elvis plays Chad Gates.
Yes, Chadwick.
Chadwick Gates. That's right. One of my, you could call this my favorite part or my least favorite part, is that Angela Lansbury was cast as his mom. I love Angela Lansbury.
I love Angela Lansbury.
She was just 37.
She's 36.
10 years. She's 36. So less than
26.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just 10 years
crazy.
Older than the character whose mom she's supposed to play. So
right.
That's kind of crazy there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can go back to how this is one of Elvis's top billed movie. Everyone thinks this is their favorite movie and that they think it's his top grossing movie.
Right. You know, it did very, very well at the box office, and obviously fans still love it today. But it's not his top grossing movie. That was... Any guesses? Viva Las Vegas.
Viva!
Yay.
But this actually did make almost $10.5 million.
Right, from a budget of $2 million, so that's...
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
They did real well.
And it was released November 22nd, 1961. So kind of a good time of year because everyone's sort of thinking about cold weather and
yeah.
Then you see Elvis in Hawaii. So it's kind of nice, like
a little break
from Thanksgiving. But yeah, he plays Chadwick. He's just returned home from the army. He's, you know, ready to live his life and start his life. But Mama Angela Lansbury has other ideas.
That's right. He's got a little taste of freedom. Actually, as I was saying, freedom, I don't know if you would describe 2 years in the army as 2 years of freedom. I don't
away
know about that.
Away from his parents, maybe.
Away from his
they're
parents,
little,
that's right.
They're a little, you know.
So he's been on his own.
I don't
own.
Know that strict is the right word, but they have a lot of plans for him. They want him to go into the family business. They want him, you know, to marry this type of girl. They want,
uh-huh.
They have all these ideas, which are great.
In society.
But Elvis has other ideas. He wants to, you know, have more fun, marry who he wants to marry.
Live so. On the beach and surf all the time.
Who doesn't want to do that?
I mean, I agree with Elvis, making
yes,
a good call there. But
exactly.
Yeah, so his dad owns the Great Southern Hawaiian Fruit Company,
yeah.
I believe, and pineapple factories, and they want him to take over.
Mm-hmm.
But we see from the very beginning that his girlfriend, Miley, is, you know, she's just there to support him. But eventually,
right.
Through her, he gets his job at her travel agency,
mm-hmm.
And then... Spoiler alert, at the end of the movie, he says, you know, instead of taking on my dad's business, I'm going to make one of my own.
Right.
We're going to bring people to come and stay and, you know, visit the Great Island of Hawaii.
Right, yeah. It's such a beautiful movie. And so much fun. I mean, the drama in the movie is not so dramatic that you're just overcome by it. It's
no.
Not like there are any big fight scenes or any big, you know,
there
dramatic
is one
monologues.
Big fight scene.
There is a fight scene. But, I mean, you know what I mean. Like, there's no big dramatic monologues and
no,
whatever.
No.
It's so fun and so lighthearted. And actually, this is there are more songs than this than any other Elvis movie. There are 14
oh.
songs.
Well, that's good to
so,
know.
Yes, so it's really cool, such a great soundtrack. I mean, you have Can't Help Falling in Love on there.
Yes.
Which is
such
the
a
classic.
Tender moment. Yeah.
Yes.
So there's lots of great things to watch and to listen to in this. And
yeah.
We talked about when we were watching it, we were kind of surprised that the fight scene had happened because
yeah.
so often you come into Elvis movies expecting that format of, you know, kiss a girl, punch a guy, sing a song.
That's what everyone says about every Elvis movie ever. And I think in doing this podcast, we've learned that's not true.
No, it's not.
I mean, there are some where, yeah, you have that those sorts of scenes. But this, I mean, you know, this was so cool and laid back, and there was a ton of music. And the fight scene didn't even come till...
It was like an hour. I think it was an hour and 10 minutes.
And we did. We always talk about, of course, the runtime and how long you see Elvis. This is, you know, the longest Elvis movies are like 2 hours. So if you are looking to sort of watch something in sort of a, just a feature movie time frame, this is good. It's like an hour 40.
Yeah.
And you see Elvis about 10 minutes into the movie. So, you know, almost right away, but not quite.
Can we talk about when you see Elvis for the first time in this movie?
Yeah, Miley was a little upset.
Yes!
Don't blame her.
I was so confused, you know. So Miley has been waiting for Chad, her boyfriend, to get back from the army, and she drives in this super cute MG,
which
you can see at Graceland at our new Presley Motors Museum. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But so she drives up, and she goes, you know, back in those days, you can go all the way up to the air, to the plane, basically. Yeah. So she's waiting at the end of the steps to that plane, and the doors fling open, and Elvis' character, Chad, is there, making out with the stewardess.
Yes. Not a good look, Elvis. Not a good look.
And then we come to find out that he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
And he looks around and is like, okay, we're making her jealous. Let's keep on making out.
Exactly.
And I was like, I can't believe we have a movie. Because after that, I would have been like, okay, see ya. I'm taking your car.
Yeah, but Elvis looks so good in that suit.
He does, yes.
He's so charming. You can't help but love him.
I know. You just gotta snap your fingers and say, oh, shucks. But, which I'm sure... they did back then.
Exactly. Well, Miley did. She was Miley okay did. With it.
Yeah, she was like, "All right, I guess I forgive you."
Yeah.
So anyway, that kind of caught me off guard from having watched this from a 2017 perspective.
It's fun though.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But there's so many other really cool aspects in this. Yeah. In this, and we've got so much trivia.
A lot of trivia, and we mentioned some of it already. This is the most songs in an Elvis film with 14. The soundtrack album was on the charts for 79 weeks.
What?
That's a long time.
That's more than a year.
Yeah.
That's right. We can do math here in the media department at Graceland.
Not well, but we try. And it was on the Billboard charts 20 of those weeks at number one. So that's a good chunk of the year as well. This was Elvis's first movie shot in Hawaii, the first of three. Before he started filming, he performed at the Block Arena for the USS Arizona Memorial.
Mm.
If you want to know more about that, we have a ton of information on that on the Graceland blog.
Yeah, we have a great blog.
And he wears a gold lamé suit for that performance, and we actually have a blog coming up on the gold lamé suit, so you may want to check that out, too. If the suit is your jam, and it is my jam, it is a beautiful suit. The working title for Blue Hawaii was Hawaiian Beach Boy. And actually, I mean, we hear this on Blue Hawaii, but it was not made for this movie. It was actually a song by Bing Crosby long before. So if you want to hear Bing Crosby do it, it's out there. I've listened to it. I prefer Elvis's, of course, but it's all right. But they filmed all of this in Hawaii, of course, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fake that.
You cannot. It's so pretty. The famous wedding scene was filmed at the Cocoa Palms Resort Hotel. And it became a favorite wedding destination for years. The resort was actually devastated by a 1992 hurricane. I think there's also a fire there. Like, they've had a lot of bad luck, but I think they're trying to restore it, the last I heard. It's been a minute since I've done the research on that. And then if you've watched this movie and you've seen other Elvis movies, chances are you've seen a lot of the same actresses and actors. Mm-hmm. Miley is played by Joan Blackman, and you'll see her later again in Kid Galahad. Juliet Prowse was supposed to originally play the role, but that didn't work out. So instead they got Joan, who just, she's so great in this. I love her. Roland Winters is the dad, and he also plays in Follow That Dream. And then, of course, we all know Angela Lansbury.
That's right.
She's so great. Pamela Alston, who Elvis dated for a while, plays Sandy, and she also plays in Kissing Cousins. Howard McNear plays Mr. Chapman, and he's also in Follow That Dream and Fun in Acapulco. And I called him out as Floyd from
Andy Griffith Show. Yes.
That's such a classic. Steve Brody is a troublemaker in Blue Hawaii Roustabout and Paradise Hawaiian Style, so he's causing trouble everywhere. Guy Lee plays Ping Pong, and he's also in Girls Girls, Girls, Girls. Richard Reeves has small parts in Blue Hawaii, Girl Happy, Tickle Me, Harum Scarum, and Frankie and Johnny. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Kind of crazy.
So I didn't ask you this before we started recording, but, you know, we always see Bill Black and maybe Scotty Moore and DJ right. Fontana. And,
but we don't in this
But you
one.
Don't see him in this one.
Right, yeah. Right. That had sort of...
That's another thing we try to yeah. watch for is when they appear in yeah, so many of his movies.
Yeah, we've sort of passed that time frame for them. They had all moved on to other things by this time, mm-hmm. pretty much. But yeah, it is cool to see them in the background. So yeah, that's it for trivia.
Oh my gosh. So we briefly mentioned the MG that's yes. in this, so you could see her. That's really the first shot, I think, is you
think
see
so.
Miley's character driving around in this super cute red convertible car.
It's so cute.
So it is on display right now.
And so is the pink Jeep.
And so is the pink Jeep that you see one of his troubled tourists drive off in.
Right.
That was one of my favorites when I visited Graceland as a youngster myself. they're both on display at Presley Motors in our new Elvis Presley's right. Memphis. It's 200,000 square feet of 15 new exhibit attractions, 3 eateries.
Right.
I've eaten at Vernon's before, and it's awesome. I got the brisket. They have amazing rotisserie chicken, barbecue ribs.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I've had Gladys's Diner. And I hope you guys know, when we say Vernon's Smokehouse and Gladys's Diner, they refer to Elvis's parents.
Oh, yeah. You guys have to know that.
Yeah,
if you're
definitely.
A real fan, you got to know his parents' names.
And I've had the peanut butter and banana at Gladys's. Fabulous, of course.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, you've got to come. It's awesome.
Yeah, check it out. You know, we've been talking about on this podcast that if you wanted to come see some of the Hollywood exhibit, you
right.
had a limited time.
Well, now it's all in Elvis
now
the Entertainer.
It's all in Elvis the Entertainer. You can see the Gold LeMay suit there.
Right.
And you can actually walk around it, and you can see it from all angles.
Right, which that's what I really like about both the Car Museum and Elvis the Entertainer, is you can walk around the cars, you can walk around these suits, and especially with the jumpsuits, you can really see the details. So
yeah,
well,
it's very, very cool.
Yeah.
So you'll have to make sure you plan your trip to Memphis
yes.
and come see all these things that we're talking about in person.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
So stay tuned. We've got a new podcast coming up. You got to check us out on Facebook. Make sure you follow us.
Yeah.
And come see Elvis Presley's Memphis and visit Graceland.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.